Blog Talk Radio.
Might a glad Monday, Inner Sight Live, program where you can call in if you want and talk about anything you're mad about or what you're glad about. And the only thing we ask is keep it clean. Otherwise, we got to give you the boot.
Yeah, you get
I ran into a story today from a friend of mine who, a lawyer who has a client, and I was very surprised to learn that people can buy insurance that would help them to stay out of the nursing home. It's very expensive.
It is.
And most people don't have the money. Well, upon exploring the whole thing, you find out that the government has all us disabled sewn up in their pockets.
Oh, yes, they do.
The agencies are not allowed to help you stay out of a nursing home. The ones that are very, very limited.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to yield to the criteria and the wishes of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a definite mad. And also, I found out that the Americans with Disability Act, the insurance companies, and the churches, by the way, the churches, the religious organizations, do not come under the ADA. You can't sue them under the ADA.
Which sucks.
So there's
honestly
a lot of horror going on that leads people to a nursing home. And I don't want to give the whole thing away. We're going to talk about it more on Wednesday on our nursing home show.
Yes.
Because we have the solution with the insurance.
We do.
If we could only bring it about. So, Matt, a glad Monday. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, the number if you want to hang on the line and voice your thoughts. Matter Glad, brought to you by Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, the teacher, and the number is 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, have some fun. The classes are on Saturday. If you want more information, give Devin a call. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Hey, brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. Toms River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank them for all their help. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, one of our friends in Islip, New York. Got a few friends over there.
Oh, yeah.
Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. 631-888-1186. And be sure and mention to Mr. Kennedy that you heard about him here on Inner Sight. He likes that. 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Those are some of the children who died needlessly.
Yes.
You know, well, Ollie was very, very well taken care of, and of course, he still didn't need to die, but very, very young. And all the children who have perished by the hands of evil, we salute them and remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Oh,
well,
do me a favor. Will you get a tally ready? I want to get a good tally.
Oh, yeah, it's great tally.
All right.
Ready?
Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. If you need dog food, cat food, medical, give Gary a call. Purpose of his agency is to help people feed their animals and take care of them. Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of it. 631-484-3085. I want to thank my friend Tony from Islip for his pledge of $100 to Inner Sight. I want to thank Olga Murray for her help, town clerk of Islip, New York, and all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, another good friend of Inner Sight. And let's see, we got the, of course, we'll play the Able News in a little bit, but who did I leave out? Well, we'll do it later.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Oh, you got that tally for me?
Yes, I do. 116,832, I think. I just lost the page, which I hate. It's
116,832. Is that what you said?
Yes, I just want to make sure because, like I said, the page was lost. Hold on. Yep, 32. 1,832. Yep.
So we're on our way to 117,000.
Yes, we are.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 880-7929. Go to their website. You'll see a note up there about the nursing home program that we're working on to turn them into accessible housing. The number to call for that, we have a direct number you can call. 631-487-2038. That's if you want to help. We desperately need people to go out and get names on our petition for the nursing home.
Speaking about petition, I should look that up, too. See if anybody signed it.
Yeah, well, we got to get it out there. We got to. You said you had to make some kind of adjustment on the change.org, so you got to get to that. You got to do that.
Yeah, no, I got to call them, I think, because I'm looking at any ways to adjust it, and it's not giving me what I want. So I didn't like that.
Well, people can't find it. Nobody's going to sign it.
That's right.
We've got to have
trying,
it highly visible.
Visible, yeah, I know. I'm going to speak.
All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday around the world, 213-816-1650. I followed the World Series a little bit, but then I lost track, being involved with other things.
Mm-hmm.
You hear anything about the World Series?
Yeah, the team lost. Yankees lost.
Yankees lost what?
The one of the games. I don't know if it was. You had a three game. See, I'm not aficionado of, you know, any baseball.
Oh, you don't know the standing. Would.
Right. I don't know the standing.
Four out of seven.
Four out of seven.
I don't know how many.
Okay. Okay. They just had
one. How many games
did
the Yankees lose, do you know? What?
I could find out. I could find out. My husband would know it. Hold on.
All right. Inner Sight. Excuse me. Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, and I don't follow the news. I only listen.
Hi, he's not here at the moment, so I'll look it up on the
business
internet.
News. Well, look it up. Yeah, you can find it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For all you Yankee fans and for all you Texas fans, we have listeners all over the country. So.
Right, so we'll get you the latest.
All right.
And greatest.
Inner Sight, and heard in the news today that one of the courts, I don't know which one it was, blocked the Biden student loan, forgiveness that he wants. So, you know, I'm not for any politician who doesn't do something to get rid of these nursing homes.
That's true.
Because we have to face these nursing homes, and they're just like an inquisition.
They are.
They really are. And once you get in there, you can legally be tortured in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not favorable to the president, and I think it was a stupid idea anyway to forgive all those loans. I put my idea out here. You know, tell everybody they got to pay $10 a month. That doesn't hurt anybody. And they're giving the money back to the government. You know, I don't believe that anyone who is owed by the government should pay anything back. Like if you're disabled and you don't have accessibility and you're not protected by the law the way you should be, I don't believe those people should pay anything back. Whatever the government gives you, they owe you that. You know, like in my case, denied a guide dog for years and years and years, and the government didn't do a damn thing about it. Not one thing.
No.
How do you repay somebody for that, denying them their safety?
That's precious. You don't even have a way to judge that. That's so, you know, horrible that they would just even deny you, you know, your safety, period.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you were denied the dog and you had a court hearing and you had a lawyer and let's say you lost, right? At least you had your day in court. You can appeal.
Yeah.
You know? The way it is now, you got nothing. So why should I give the government money? They pay a little. They pay part of my rent. Big deal. They should pay the whole damn thing what they owe me.
Right.
They really should. And guys and people like me, not just me.
Mm-hmm.
All people. What are they owe dear Michelle, who lost Milton?
Right? A lot.
They could never repay her.
My opinion. They can't repay her, no. Hey,
All right, Inner Sight.
I got the
Matt of Glad Monday. Did you get the score?
One of
you get
one.
The...
Yeah.
What?
Definitely the Bronx Bombers are not in it anymore. It says Philadelphia Phillies at Houston Astros World Series. Let's see, home game one of one in the series in game one. So now that's on the 28th. 29th is Phillies.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I thought the Yankees were in the
series?
In the World Series.
I have no idea, honestly. I think that was the game before the series.
So the Yankees must have been in the playoff, and then they lost.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
they
so
lost
it's Philadelphia and Houston.
Well, let me take a look at the Yankees page. I have a page that's off of the World Series that's for the Yankees. Let's see.
Yeah, look at that, because this is confusing now. I didn't know Philadelphia was involved.
Hold on.
People give
maybe
you all kinds of...
Maybe they're just playing at that. Yeah, they give you all different kinds of...
Wrong information. Let's try to clear it up.
Just one ticket high up in the boonies is $486. Holy cow. It depends on where you're sitting, of course. Oh, $600.
See if you can get the standing. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I know.
Are the Yankees in the World Series, or did they lose the playoff, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm looking. There's a whole bunch of pages that are there that I'm looking through.
There should be some kind of... sounds like, to me, the Yankees lost the playoff and...
Yeah, they did, I think.
And the Phillies
And my husband isn't home right at the moment, so I can't even ask him.
All right. Anybody out there has
please let us know.
Information, 213-816-1650. And I know Louie would know.
Oh, Louie would know in a heartbeat. Me, as far as me, I'm not too always watching it. Sometimes I fall asleep.
All right, Monday, mad or glad? Anything you're mad about or glad about?
Yeah, they're talking about this in another page. It's Phillies and the Houston together. I don't see anything about.
Yeah, then the Yankees must have lost.
Yep. That's what
they
said.
They lost the playoffs. When does the World Series start, do they tell you?
On the 28th, this Friday.
28th?
Yep. Yep, it's on Fox, too.
Next week.
Right, you could get it on Fox Sports, probably.
Where do they start, in Texas or Philadelphia?
Looks like, hold on. I don't have that
first
information,
game.
But let me check.
Okay. Well, they should tell you if they give you the date.
They should, yes.
All right.
The date. I'll have to look at another site. You're not going to believe it. I am. I'm going to have to look at another site. All I have is here, Phillies at, here we go. Phillies at Houston, 8:30.
Oh, okay.
8 o'clock,
so
it starts the game.
They'll be in Texas.
Yeah, they will.
All right. I mean, a lot of people from Philadelphia are going to go to Texas.
Well, yeah. Well, there are some games that are...
They have the money.
In Philly. But that's a lot of money, $600. But I would have expected that anyway. You know?
Oh, yeah, those seats are... Forget it. How do you think those guys make all that money?
Yeah, from the seats.
From the sales of the tickets is a big part of how they're getting paid all those millions of dollars. You know?
It's the truth.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see, what else did I hear in the news? I heard that China had some kind of big meeting.
Uh-oh.
And they claim that they're gonna modernize China. Well, now, how are they going to do that?
Without money.
When they don't give people... rights.
Yeah, no.
Simple right to speak out and to demonstrate and all that. You know, that's not modernizing a country. That's backward.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, they said they're going to modernize China through technology. You know, which, I mean, China has, they're involved in a lot of, tech stuff, you know, the computers and all that. And then I heard that three people were arrested from China in this country.
Oh, yeah.
For some kind of tampering with the internet.
Oh.
Well, that's a mad.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and of course now
it's already slow enough, the internet. It doesn't need to be any
government has to spend money on that.
Yeah.
Prosecute those people and investigate and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of mad going on. We need more glads.
Yes, we do.
We want to have more
glad.
Right
now, I can't think of one. I'm alive. I'm breathing. That's a glad. Every day.
Well, that's to most people, that's a pretty obvious glad.
Yeah, but with what I have, it's not so obvious. It's just that you see me on the oxygen, and I say, oh, I wish I could get off the oxygen, but in truth, I get very out of breath when I'm off of it. So I got to find a, there's got to be a happy medium with that.
Yeah, 819 New York. You know, I would imagine that being on that oxygen 24/7 is not good for the body.
Well, I have.
Well, look
no
what
choice.
Happened to me.
Otherwise,
they put me.
Reading. Yeah.
They put me in an oxygen situation when I was a kid, a baby, and it robbed me of my sight. It shows you right there.
Yeah.
That oxygen has to be robbing people of something that they need, you know.
Well, I'm constantly out of breath. I just can't stand it anymore. It's really
driving me
nuts.
Yeah, because you go to doctors who don't look to help you in any other way.
Yeah.
There's no one damn way. They want
the
easy way out.
Yeah. And they say, you know you're in
lung
failure, so
why are you complaining? Give them oxygen, you know, so I can get out of here and go home, you know.
Yeah, and rest. Meanwhile, you're feeling like poo, and they don't care. You know?
They don't teach people how to help themselves, how to administer good things and all that. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been doing
they
that
only,
on my
no
own.
No one way.
I've been doing
what?
That on my own. I've been doing that on my own.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it on your own because you follow
it. Yeah.
Those doctors long enough and forget it, man.
They'd be very sick. Well, they told me not to go on an airplane because I get the bends. You know, like when people get out of the water and they go too fast, they're deep in the water. Well, they have this thing that their oxygen goes really bad. So as they're coming up too fast, they'll definitely get a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like
well, that's why people... That's why people wear diving gear and all that.
Gear, yeah. But it's not only mixed with that. It's not oxygen only. It's mixed with nitrogen, oxygen, and I don't know the other one. It might be hydrogen.
You don't know the other
one. I'm not sure. Yeah, I know. I know some of it.
You mean your oxygen that you're taking is mixed with other chemicals?
It could be. It could be, what do you call it, when you go under and you do a dive, for sure, because everything in the
No, I'm talking about what they're giving you.
What they're giving me is pure oxygen.
Only oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't slow down my breathing unless I take an inhaler. And then I have to take it repeatedly after that as I'm getting to my wheelchair, and it's terrible. It's not strong enough to help me. And I don't want strong enough, but I have to go back on the other medicine if I really want to breathe better.
You've got to
really
strengthen your lungs.
Yeah, I do. But they're
and you
paralyzed.
Cleanse
so I don't know how
lungs.
To do that. Yeah. They're paralyzed.
Well, strengthen and cleanse your lungs. Look on Gary Knoll's website.
Yeah, I will. See what I can
He's
buy.
An expert in lungs.
Lungs. Yeah.
He saved his brother from lung cancer.
Oh, I know.
So I would go on his website and see if anything what he recommends, and then you could call Luann.
Yeah, and get it.
And see what she says.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
What you're mad about or glad about? Keep it clean. Anybody on the line?
Hang on. Let me check who's in queue.
All right.
I just skipped past it. Darn it.
Do you want to call
here
in?
Okay, here it is. Yeah, let me
mad
see.
Mad or Glad.
Only it's us.
All right. So tomorrow night's open mic. You can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Now, Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is going to be the agencies should pay for the insurance that could keep you out of a nursing home.
That's right.
That's the theme.
Yeah.
For Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies will sell you insurance. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you how the agencies can be a part of it and benefit from it.
Right. And lower the price.
So, Wednesday night. Thursday is either guest night or subject night. So we'll have to leave that open for now. And Friday, of course, is the funnies over here.
Oh, yeah.
Goof off and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really weird. I went to the mall the other day, and they say that they're advertising on the news that a lot of the stores are cutting down prices. Early bargains,
Yeah.
I didn't find that. I thought the prices were really high, crazy.
Yeah, I know, crazy high. We go to get
so
food.
I think, I don't know, to me it's like false advertising. Where are they cutting down prices?
They didn't.
I mean, it's the same price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it was before, the same high price. I don't see where. I looked at a few things, and I don't see at all where they, in most cases, have cut the prices. So beware of that world. Don't be taken in. I mean,
yeah.
I have a feeling that the longer you wait, the lower the price will go.
Yeah. Probably.
Of course, a lot of people don't even go to the stores anymore. They buy things online. The stores are practically empty.
Yeah, they are. People are afraid.
Nobody
that
in there.
The stores don't have the ventilation. Like, you know, they don't have good ventilation.
What do you mean they don't have good ventilation?
They don't. They're very, they don't have the filters that ventilate the COVID out of their system, some of the stores, so they'd have to,
know about that. But
What
they should do is, on a nice day, open the doors.
Yeah.
Let the air in. Let the sun in.
Right. Sun helps everything.
They keep these doors so damn tight, and a lot of those doors are tremendously heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be in great shape to get it open.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah, a lot more can be done along those lines. But I think a lot of the stores have closed down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what was it I heard recently? One of the big companies, I can't think of the name right now, got rid of a lot of jobs. Closed down several Bed and Beyond. Beyond what?
Really?
I don't know.
Bed Bath and Beyond, yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond. They closed a lot of stores.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you used to go there and get decent stuff, too.
You know, because nobody's going in there. They're all sitting down. And by the way, it's much healthier to stand than it is to sit.
Oh, yeah.
According to many, many holistic doctors and doctors with common sense, they say you can add 10 years to your life.
If you stand?
By standing. You know.
That's interesting. They also say if you climb up and down a set of stairs try hard not to hold on the rail. I can't do that if I can't even climb the stairs.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, use it without the,
yeah.
You know, the handrail. I used to be much healthier when I was walking and doing a whole bunch of stuff with my crutches and all that.
Sure.
I wish to go back to it.
And for all of you with the, well, it's hard to describe this on audio, but when I get back on television, I think I'm going to show people how to relieve their back pain, lower back pain.
Yeah, yeah, I have that too.
You know,
I ignore it basically. That's how I relieve.
I'm going to demonstrate. I think we'll what I'd like to do is add a segment on the show called health.
Yeah, you could do that.
Health pocket.
We need it badly.
Health something. I got the name.
Yeah. How to keep yourself healthy and immune.
Good health.
That's a good one.
Tips.
Good health. Yeah.
Little tips, you know, that
yeah.
will help people. Yeah, I think I'll consider putting that on
yeah.
the show because people have to try to get away from these doctors, all these damn drugs
oh, yeah.
they're giving people.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, and you know they say that I heard that somebody on the news said that one of those doctors from the Center for Disease Control saying that that the center has gotten good control over the virus, you know. Well, don't give them all the credit.
Yeah.
Viruses dissipate.
Yeah.
They can only stay around for so long.
That's true.
You know? And the immune system. I think a lot of people have learned, and this is a glad, a lot of people have learned through this virus about the immune system.
Oh, yeah, they had to on their own.
Yeah, how to take care of it better, make it stronger.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people are watching the YouTube doctors.
Yeah, they are.
On how to have a better immune system.
Yeah.
And, you know, supplements. And eat things.
Yeah, because our food supply doesn't
that
supply it.
For
that's
you.
Our problem.
What?
Oh, I finally found our food supply doesn't help us. Our food supply is very weak in nutrients. So that's why you have
oh,
to
yeah.
supplement with supplements.
Sure.
And also herbs. Because we don't have a strong food. You know, food.
Yeah.
And stuff like
now
that.
Now, here's
a
tip that I got from Dr. Berg. I'm taking his supplements now.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who have trouble with the bowel, constipation,
yeah.
or when the bowel is too hard
mm-hmm.
and you have trouble releasing it, you know, that
mm-hmm.
is a deficiency of vitamin B1. And it comes from the brain, believe it or not.
There it is.
The brain controls the bowel.
Mm.
Right? So you want to get that vitamin B1 in you, you know, and get a good supplement.
And I'm sorry, my hearing is not right now. Did you say B or D?
B, like boy.
Okay, thanks.
B1.
Yep.
Is the vitamin that releases and makes it easier for you to have a bowel movement.
Okay.
And the brain controls that.
Yeah, because I have a lot of things that are not right.
So there.
Yeah.
There's a good health tip. I'm not going to
yep.
recommend any vendors or doctors because if we don't...
No.
You know,
only Berg.
We don't get
good.
Paid for that, but... All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-7798. 1650 if you want to call in. And by the way, our website is innersight.info.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on there. If you want to make a donation, just go to the PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever amount you can do is greatly appreciated.
That's right.
Put it right on the PayPal. Innersight.info.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we help all disabled people. All types.
Yeah.
It's not just for one type of disability. It's for all. All right. Matt, a glad Monday. And let's see. Had a lot of rain today. Hope it'll taper down tomorrow. 8:35. I want to thank the Sayville Library for researching for InnerSight all the material that has come out about Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation. I want to thank them for researching all that and putting it together. I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow for InnerSight. Whatever articles there were and even the references to the on the internet, the video, news clips and all that. They did the whole, as much as they could.
Right, right.
So thank you, Sayville Library, you're a friend to InnerSight. And
that
we are
really
working
good.
On, what?
To me, that's like a glad, you know?
Yeah, and we are working on bringing about a day for Milton.
Yeah.
So, right after the election, we'll find out if Senator Wyke is going to be part of that.
Yeah.
When is election day anyway? Is it the 1st or the 8th? Usually the first Tuesday in November.
It always has been that. You know.
Yeah, but somebody told me it's on the 8th.
Why would it be the 8th? That's weird.
I don't know.
All right, let me look. Election day.
Look that up. When is election day?
Election day is...
For people who want to get out and vote.
Yeah.
I only vote for politicians.
November, it is. Wow. It is the 8th.
Okay, November 8th. Good.
Yeah.
I'm only voting for politicians who are going to do something to help us.
Yeah, me too.
Right. They say they're going to help. I believe them. I vote for them. And they don't follow through with their promise. Then they're on my you-know-what list.
Poop list.
Put them right on the list. With only a...
That's right. The poop list.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. November 8th, a lot of the, some of the Republicans are saying that the Democrats are going to lose. Well, the Democrats have done one hell of a lousy job with the economy, I'll tell you that. You know, some people say we're on the brink of a recession. One guy today from the Bank of America, I think he's the president, said that, oh, we have to have a recession to beat the, to straighten out the economy. I mean, what the hell kind of comment is that?
It has to go back down is what he's trying to
people
say.
People that have money can say things like that because they don't care.
That's right. They don't care.
Matter.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is experiencing economic trouble.
That's true.
Remember that. See, they don't talk about that.
No.
There are millions and millions of people in this country who don't care how much something costs because it doesn't matter because they've got so much money, it doesn't even matter.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Well, they're not going through an economic downswing, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they can get up there and talk. I think I said it the other day. Why aren't they asking the average person in the street about the economy?
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell them where it's at.
Now, I had one idea that I submitted a while back, and I'll do it again.
Yeah.
The rents in this country are unbelievably greedy.
High.
You know?
Yes.
High. When I was a kid, my old man worked in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He was a rigger. He helped build some of the greatest warships of all time.
That's awesome.
And if he worked 8 hours a day, he used to make like $300 a week. If he worked overtime, he'd make
$400. Wow. See?
Our rent in Brooklyn, we had what, 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms.
Wow.
4 rooms, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
4 rooms. Our rent was $36.50.
Wow.
Now, if they want to help the economy,
they should
at least
do that.
To get through this, they don't
have
to do it forever. I mean, you can bring them back up, and not to the level where they are. Why don't they make the rents like they were in the 50s?
Yeah.
And then
the
people would have
higher.
Money.
Exactly.
People would have money and they would spend it. And there's the stimulation for the economy.
I
don't know why these politicians are so stupid and careless and just don't.
They don't
the
care.
Only reason I can think of is because they've got so much damn money that they
it
don't
doesn't
care.
Matter. That's right.
It doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't include them, you know?
But
they
things
raise
like
money
that.
To be, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why can't they take out of their campaign funds and start something off? You know, that bothers me too. That's a mad.
Why can't they what?
Why can't they take from their political candidacy, okay, the money that's donated by people and help people now instead of waiting?
Oh, they're not allowed to do that. There's a law. They can't use that money for.
Anything else, which
what
is stupid.
Want.
It should be like a
well,
test.
It's
of
good
sort.
And it's bad.
Right.
What they should do is mandate the agencies to raise money to help us.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
That would be a common sense good thing to
mm-hmm.
do.
Definitely.
You know, that's a great needed thing.
Yeah. It is.
You know, and nobody, I never heard, there isn't one politician that I know of that has put forth that idea.
No, I agree with you. It's been very, very difficult to get the politicians to do absolutely anything.
And I
anybody.
Don't know why, because it would save the government money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that, they say that's what they want, but they don't live that way.
No,
they just
don't.
Talk.
Yeah.
They say it, but they don't live it.
That's true.
There's a good way to describe it. The politicians will say things, but they don't
the
live it.
The best phrase that I hate that they say, okay, now I never say hate about anything unless I really don't like it. Right, is we'll look into it. It's such a cop-out phrase. It really is.
Oh, yeah, that's a political
jargon.
Politician's
stance.
Bible phrase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yeah, you know what they're looking into and people don't realize?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. They look into it, but they don't even want to, you know, attempt to say anything about it or do anything about it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. 844, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and don't miss our nursing home show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And learn about another reason why we have to go to nursing homes. It's because the agencies cannot help us to buy insurance that would keep us out.
It would be good if we had an insurance, you know. I wanted to get myself one. Yeah, I wanted to get myself one, but they said to me, I have a pre-existing condition to paralysis, and I'm not going to be able to do it. That phrase should totally be taken out, and it should be replaced with, okay, here's the agency that helps people that have X, Y, and Z ailment. They should be funding it for people and making sure that they don't go into a nursing home, because that is certain death in my eyes. If I kept myself in those four different nursing homes, I would have gotten so sick. Thank God I was out of them. Thank God.
Well, they can make money on keeping people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the agencies can make money on paying for the insurance for the disabled person.
Yeah.
So I found out today that these insurance companies are not covered by the ADA. I think I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Which to me is incredible. I mean, what little law we got there doesn't even protect us.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason why you wind up in a nursing home. You can't take them to court. If they won't sell you the insurance, you can't take
mm-hmm.
them to court and make them do it.
Or if they say something false when you're trying to get the insurance and they botch up your chances, then you certainly can say do something about that, right?
Well, they do have a hearing process.
Yeah, I saw that at the back of the page.
But it's under the ADA. I think it's under the state law.
But they never say to me or anybody else for that matter, I never got this from any insurer, we're going to get you the print that you read in so you could read every part of this, you know, of this insurance. Because it's long, it's dreary, it's horrible to read. I used to do that when I was in college. I had to make a policy, a food policy. And I did. I got an A in the class. I made a nice food policy, but I couldn't see well on the books that I was starting to go blind, but I didn't realize it. I couldn't see the books well.
Well, you're supposed to have a reader. How come you have a reader?
Well, now I do, yeah.
The
in
Commission
school,
for the
I
Blind
also.
Is supposed to get you a reader when you go to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
I don't blame.
How come you have a reader?
I had a reader from the class that I was in, but not always. The money that was supposed to be given, you know, at the time was not given for reading. It was given for transportation, I think, for me to go to and from
my internship. You needed more reading people.
Yeah, I did. Yep, I did. For my eyes. I didn't know it. I wasn't aware that I had even that deficit. It was like my father, when he came to this country, he thought everybody saw the way he saw. So he had terrible vision like me. You know, so when he was in his country, they really didn't have anything to help, you know, during the war to help your sight. You know.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you want to sound off, we got a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line. We usually do guest interviews on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number to call, 631-224-3090 to be a guest, or you can drop us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com, but no No attachments, please. Yeah. People send me these stupid emails all day long. And I just delete them because...
You have no choice but to.
Well, I answered one today, and I never heard back, so I don't think they can open mine.
Oh. Well, just say to them this. If you have a... It probably does open for them, but it doesn't open, like, in the format that they need. So what they need to do is get a speaker for their computer.
Yeah, but how can I say anything when they can't open my email?
Well, they open your email, but the problem is they probably can't hear it because they don't have speakers.
Wow, that's stupid. I mean, how are you going to hear something you don't have a speaker?
Well, they don't know MP3 files. MP3 files are read by speaker. Of course, you have to put it on a speaker.
Well, if they know they're getting an email
from you
that they can't read, then why aren't they doing something about it? What kind of a business is that?
I don't know. I would have to get into more detail.
Who would
want to
do business with somebody like that? They send you something and you respond to it, and they see that they can't open it, that it's got some other kind of format.
Right.
You know? Common sense tells you, hey, I got to get this speaker and plug it in, that maybe this email's important, you know?
It's true. It is.
People
very
don't
true.
Use their common sense.
That's the problem. You know,
they really
you might
don't.
Not have, everybody might not have from, you know, first grade to 12th grade in education. And my father was one of them. My father was one of them. Yeah, my father was one
Common
of them.
Common sense, you don't need education.
That's what he had. He had a lot of common sense, my dad. He even taught me certain things when I was a kid, when I used to help him out, hold things when he was doing things around the house. He taught me so much, my dad. Just by he was showing me what to do. And, you know, of course, my vision wasn't the best, but I thought, my vision, I did the physical, not the physical therapy, the visual therapy, I thought it would improve, but it didn't, you know. So they said,
you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi.
There you go.
He's the guy, 516-783-9662, and get the Able News.
I was right behind you.
Rip it up.
Here we go.
Inner Sight.
Come on. Oh, this is annoying, Frank.
And Able.
This website. Yeah, and Able. I might even just say it soon. Oh,
either way.
I don't know why it does this. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past, I would say, 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative subjects that you can look into by these vendors. And also, it is online now, and it's for free. So go to ablenews.com and get your free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight 853. Around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. And the number here, 213-816-1650. So if you have anything, we got a few minutes left.
Yeah, we do.
You want to make a quick hit on Inner Sight?
My hit.
Nobody on the line, right?
Nobody, no. Just you and I.
All right. I want to thank
Anthony.
I
want to
thank all of our new listeners.
Yes, thank
last
you.
Last week, we added about 600 new listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. At least. At the minimum.
We thank you for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. This show is for you, for everybody.
Right.
Not just for disabled. What
That's
we
right.
want to do.
It helps the disabled, ultimately, but it helps everybody, too.
What we want to do will help everyone.
Yes, it will. Reduce the taxes,
and,
too.
it's been proven time and time again that InnerSight is on the right track. You know?
Always. You know, if you tell the truth, I find you'll get the truth. And that's the way things are.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that tragedy has to come along before people wake up.
It's true. Very
you know,
true.
But a lot of times that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
So we're determined to change this system to give people a fair chance. All we want is a fair chance.
Yeah.
That's all we want. 30 million disabled people in this country. And we'll talk about this more on Wednesday, but they're the great consumer body for the insurance companies.
That's right.
And for the agencies.
I think that law should be changed because people are healthy in certain circumstances and they don't have an insurance that will cover long-term care. You know,
well,
because they have
look at all the younger people that can wind up in a nursing home.
Oh yeah,
everybody should
I
have
knew.
That kind of insurance.
Yeah.
It would make them get rid of these nursing
boy.
Homes.
Oh yeah, it should be gotten rid of. But it's not saying that they can't go into something else, like being the owner of one of these apartment complexes that will help the disabled, and they could get benefit from that. But they're not seeing it that way. They're seeing it, oh, how am I going to do this all? How am I going to, you know, take care of this all? I don't know.
Well, nothing lasts forever. Things change.
Yes, they do.
And InnerSight.
You change with the times, that's all.
Is a part of that change.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on as long as God gives us the strength.
Oh, yeah.
To put out InnerSight. All right, so we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And all the people who are struggling with this economy, you know, want to get more money released into the system, help us get rid of these nursing homes. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
That would be freed up to help people, especially in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
So join with InnerSight. Help us
yeah,
do
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
And we thank you for it.
Yeah.
InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
InnerSight at pmpmail.com without an attachment, email.
Mm-hmm.
So be with us tomorrow night on the open mic, and we thank you very much for listening to the Matt and Glad and all the other shows.
Oh yeah.
Goodbye world.
Our fans are
InnerSight.
Great.
Good night.
Bye,
everybody.
Buddy.
Thank you. InnerSight.
Good night.